Hi guys. So, this is going to be a little comfort, tingles, ramble audio. I've been putting off doing one like this for a while because I don't know if a lot of you know this, but most of my role plays are improv, and they usually have a lot of cuts in them, and a lot of editing, and a lot of pauses during recording, because a lot of you might know this, might not. I talk in one of my higher pitched voices for most recordings, and holding that for a long time can be exhausting and straining on my voice, so I haven't done a sit-down talk kind of audio because it just was going to be too straining and a bitch to edit, if I'm being quite honest. So, I, am biting the bullet and talking in my lower-pitched voice. I recorded a lot of audios today. I even recorded a Needy Yandere streamer audio, which should be coming out soon, relatively, I guess. So my voice has kind of been through a lot today. And this is the last audio I'm recording for the day, and I just thought it would be kind of nice to have more of a chill side of me talking to you and relaxing you and just being a voice in your ear. So this is going to be very relaxed. I probably won't edit this a lot. One of the reasons why I didn't want to talk in a higher pitch voice because I don't have the wherewithal in me to really edit right now. But I guess I will just start kind of chilling with you guys and talking and just, you know, updating you. So, if you are on Discord, you might know, my laptop actually decided it wanted to die on me. Now, I can't fully blame it. It was like something like 7 years old. It was really old. I used it for school and obviously ASMR, but it died on me. It gave me the circle of doom or death or whatever they say. And I was honestly, from being just straight up, more heartbroken over my lost school work, I guess, homework, essays, stuff due for finals, than I was about my ASMR stuff. I did lose quite a bit of audio, actually. I had all of December and January recorded, actually, for you guys. And the reason being for that is I'm going to be away from everything for not a while, but just a little bit. I've been in between a lot of things recently, and not to get too, I guess, personal, too personal in a sappy, sad way. I want to keep this lighthearted for y'all, but I've been packing myself down with too much, and I kind of realized that with my school load, and I'm currently working. I work one full-time and one part-time, and then I have ASMR on top of it. It's just a lot, and then the place I live isn't the most morally uplifting place. So, I've been just kind of figuring out a lot of stuff, but when I come back after my short, tiny little break for the holidays, I will be almost 110%. I'm really excited for everything that's happening with my life. And it is partially really thanks to you guys. As you might know, Patreon isn't what I would consider a job. But the money I do make from Patreon actually went into savings for a lot of things. And you all have allowed me to save a very nice amount of money. And I was able to do a really big move. So, yeah, I just wanted to say I'm really grateful for you guys. And you guys are pretty amazing. I do say so myself. But, yeah, back to the computer thing. I'm currently recording this off of my roommate's. She was nice enough to lend me it to her. Lend me it. Fuck, is that... Yeah, lend me it, right? Damn, it's late as hell. But, yeah, we're gonna see some... Well, hear some really fucked things. Anyways, my mouth gets really loose when it's late, so... Yeah, anyways. But... I just wanted to tell you guys that, so... I'm trying to get as many audios as I can re-recorded so y'all can have something cute to listen to. I will have to say, a lot of these audios coming out are a little bit more unhinged and a little bit on the darker side and a little bit more me. Y'all might not really know this, and I'll let you in on a little tiny secret, stay between us, a little lover secret, if you will. I am a lot darker as far as my humor and my interests than I really let on, I guess. I have a pretty bubbly persona online, but I've been requested a multitude of times to do something in the more darker, creepy realm, which, if you guys remember the Vampire Yandere audios, which, yes, before you ask, darlings, I am bringing them back. I was able to put them on a flash drive. I did this months ago before my PC fucking died on me. But I have them, and I'm going to put them on a Google Drive and then upload the link so all of you guys can enjoy that storyline. But with that kind of audio style was my start on YouTube and my start in ASMR, and it kind of really reflected on me and my personality and tonal of how I am a lot better. Plus, you guys all fallen over for the accent I have in there, which is actually funny. Because that is my very, I guess would say, formal accent. When I'm meeting people for the first time, it's usually how I sound. I lived overseas for a long time in multiple different places, so I accumulated a very hodgepodge version of accents. And then obviously... more comfortable I am with you, the more normally I talk like this, and you all are very, very familiar with this version of me. But, yeah, so I just wanted to say that, and December's audios are going to be very nice. Some are going to be naughty, I can't lie, but... I think they're all pretty amazing. I do pat myself on the back with them. I let myself go a lot more. I usually try and keep it to certain boundaries, I guess, and keep myself to what you fully know me for, but a lot of my content I realize have been repetitive. Why is you guys still enjoy it? I want to give you something new and invigorating to listen to, so why not show you guys the other side of me that tends to lurk in the recesses of my brain? So I wanted to just tell you guys that, and honestly, I'm talking out of my ass because I'm trying to make this relaxing as well as inform you on everything going on. But I also just wanted to tell you guys a little fun, I guess, backstory of one of the audios coming out, and then tell me which one you think it is for. But I recently went on a trip with my best friend, and we went somewhere. It was haunted. It was really, really fucking creepy. But it was also so awesome. We got to stay overnight in a really haunted place. And I, if you don't know, I love spooky, gory, just like dark stuff. So this place I went to has a really dark past to it. And I learned about this place when I was young. I was probably, 9, 10, something like that. So needless to say, I've been into this shit since pretty much birth. But I finally got around to going, and we went. We stayed the night. And during that night, me and my friend, we told ghost stories to each other, as you know. Do friends fucking with each other do. But we were in the West Wing view. Wanna take a guess? So it's a West Wing, so you know it's a bigger building. But the room we were in was supposed to be like the most haunted. But it's, you know, holiday season, so of course we were like, you know, let's have some fun. So we made it kind of Christmassy horror, which I do have an audio like that. So of course, you know, it was inspiration. But we ended up playing a adult game. Yeah, wink, 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 wink. I was the victor, though, as I am. I'm fucking amazing at games. I really never lose. But I won. So, you know, one of us was left in more clothing than the other. But we were pretty drunk and tired, so we ended up going to bed. And the dream I had was what inspired this audio. And let's just say it involves something a little spooky, a little holiday. I won't say Christmas per se, but something a little holiday themed. And a very familiar horror Christmas tale. If you guys know any horror Christmas tales. And I think it turned out pretty good. I recorded that one tonight. I also recorded a Krampus audio. Do you guys know anything about Krampus? I made it sexy. You all have been asking for more. What's the word? Hybrid girls, monster girls, whatever you like to call them. And I delivered with Krampus, full force. Think of it as a centaur of sorts, but it's one of the more naughty audios. There's a safer work version of it, obviously. This month I really am trying to spoil you guys. But yeah, I just wanted to say that. I am super, super fucking excited for y'all to see them. Well, hear them. Some of them you're going to see them too, because they're going to be dual posted on YouTube. But, yeah, I just think it's really cool, and I'm hoping you guys are going to enjoy them. I do have some traditional Christmas audios. I have a really fluffy, wholesome one, actually. And, like, last year, I know, damn, I've almost been doing this for, like, a year. Last year, I did some Christmas audios, and they were, like, my first try at anything. I guess NSFW or Brisky. And I think I could have done a lot better job with them now, obviously. But, they're revamped and better versions with more plot, more story, and of course, you're going to be hearing more of this voice, actually. So I hope you guys like a deeper toned Nyla. I personally fuck with her. I personally really like a deeper toned, me. I think I can portray a lot of the darker characters when I'm talking like this. Of course, if you guys like the high-pitched, hysterical yandere sorts, I have a very special character coming for you guys. I like that. Maybe not in December, but certainly January. She's a little more psycho than I think I've ever actually delved into. And there will be a couple of trigger warnings for that audio. So it's a Patreon exclusive, obviously, because of that. But it will be safe for work. I just didn't want to post something like that on YouTube because you can't really trigger warn something super effective on there. But regardless, I think you guys will like it if I know my darlings as well as I think I do. But what else was there? Oh, should I tell you? Oh, I don't know. The anticipation is kind of nice. Oh, okay. Well, I was either thinking for the holidays, maybe a week before Christmas, a week before I leave, or for my 1 year anniversary with you guys, maybe if you guys would like. I'm still thinking on it because I don't know if I have the confidence fully to, but I was thinking, and maybe this is something you all would like for either one of those events, depending on my schedule and my ideas I have for that stream. Would you like a stream from me? It would be a celebration stream, so you can suggest things I do on the stream, but keep in mind, it will be a, obviously, faceless stream. But I do have a idea for a large milestone on YouTube, to reveal a part of myself. But, I think that would be later, obviously. But I just thought it would be nice to talk with you guys in a way more, like a conversation, like a texting conversation, if that makes any sense. I've been thinking about it for a while, and I think a stream would be really fun. You can ask me questions, and I can answer. I can tell stories you guys are curious about. I think I'm a pretty interesting person. I've traveled a lot. I've experienced a lot of things, so I have some fun stories. I might not divulge into super dark ones I do have, because those are not for the weak of heart, but I think I have some that you all would enjoy. lighter, cuter, fluffier, like a little rabbit stories that are more palatable. So, I would like your guys' opinion. I might attach this with a poll, or if you made it this far into the audio, it'll be like a little secret between us. But yeah, I just wanted to say those things and update you on them, but I hope this has been relaxing thus far. I'll probably keep this going for 5 or 8 more minutes. My tongue is getting all twisted and I don't like to edit, so I'm trying not to stumble over myself like a babbling idiot. But that is quite difficult for me. A lot of you have a perception of me that I am very eloquent in my speech, but that was the furthest thing from me, actually. If you saw the amount of cuts that go into a singular audio, you would probably think I don't even know my own first language. But regardless, I'm hoping I'm doing a good job with this. I am very tired, as I've said multiple times, and it is currently, while I'm recording this, 2:45 a.m. in the morning, and my apartment does not have heating, so I'm freezing my ass off, but I do love the cold, so what can I say? But I also would like to know what you guys are up to, and just connect with my community a little bit more, connect with my darlings, and just, I don't know, be more apparent, because... sorry if you can hear me adjusting myself. talking to you guys and hearing your guys' opinions and just your comments and everything really motivates me and also gives me motivation to record. So not necessarily just to sit down and talk into a microphone, but they inspire me for different scenarios and I don't know. I have been thinking of adapting scripts and, you know, obviously, I've been offered scripts before, but I tend to find that script work from me, maybe it can sound a bit disingenuous, and that's the last thing I would like. I've done a couple of scripts from one of my beautiful patrons. And they send me scripts all the time, and I absolutely adore him, but, I've definitely gotten better at them because of him, and also, if you don't know, but if you do have the tier, 45 and above, you can send in script requests, and I do fill them, I will tell you if I'm a little squeamish with topics that are in scripts, but if you are okay with me excluding it, or if you would like a different script entirely, it's, you know, up to you. But I've gotten comfortable with doing scripts, so I think I've gotten better at making them sound like I'm not reading off of a page. I struggled a lot with that when I first started, but I think I've gotten better. And I've been doing a little bit of practice for my voice acting off screen, and I've been toying around with different triggers I can do that are actually technically ASMR, but I haven't done a dedicated audio to ASMR triggers yet. I don't know if that's something you guys would like, and I only ever want to make content that is something that you enjoy and I enjoy just as much, but, yeah, if I do pause, I apologize, I'm listening to music also, and it's like, I don't know what else to call it, it's like, alternative, like indie rock pop mix. It's funky, but it's my favorite artist and artists. Yeah, my Spotify rewind this year was pretty good, actually. I listened to way too much music. I listen to it at work. I listen to it in class, on the train, when I'm working out. I listen to it fucking all the time. One of my first purchases, actually, like a big girl purchase, was a really nice pair of headphones for myself. And that was when I was 16, I think, because I wanted ones that noise canceled so I could block out the world and just focus on what I'm listening to. Yeah, I was a pretty emo kid, not gonna lie. I was a pretty emo kid. I was actually pretty like a emo rocker kind of kid growing up, so music was a big part of my life. Another fun fact, if you don't know this about me, I'm actually very musically gifted. I can play multiple instruments. My three primary is bass, guitar, and piano. So, yeah, you know, pretty cool, I guess. Damn, I've been talking for 26 minutes. I hope you are not fucking fed up with my voice. I'm fed up with it. I'm hearing myself talk, so I don't peak too much for y'all. But, yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to do something that's comfy and kind of a ramble and just get to know me and chill. Just chill out with me. Relax. I might put, like, some relaxing music behind here. I might. If I can, like, figure out copyright stuff for this. I'll see what I can do. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, well, fuck me, I guess. I'll make it relaxing for you guys, don't worry, darling. But, yeah. Oh, yes, I did want to say this before I cut this off. I did want to say that I wanted to do something special for you guys for kind of a 1 year Patreon exclusive. So let me know what you guys would like. It could be an audio style I haven't done. It could be a genre. It could be a particular character you want me to do. As I said, I am fairly open to the majority of characters or personas, I guess you could put on. I mean, I've been thrown yandere, I've been thrown tsundere's, I've been thrown tomboys, I've been thrown damn the fucking whole sink at this point. But I honestly love y'all so fucking much, and it's really cool for y'all to come up with characters that you think I could pull off. It's kind of an ego boost, I'm not gonna lie. You know, every time you guys tell me, you know, like, oh, you'd be so good at this, or this character would fit you so well, you know, y'all just really feeding into my praise kink. It's kind of hot of you, I'm not gonna lie. Really, really fucking hot of you. So yeah, I don't know. Online validation can go a long way, but I honestly love my critiques just as much, because you guys are helping me become a better person at what I do. And that to me is priceless, because you have the genuine care to critique me, to make me better, and I appreciate that. You're putting your time and effort into me, so love you. As I said, guys, my tongue gets pretty loose when I'm tired. And I'm also, I think I'm dropping from all the caffeine I had today. I had 5 cups of caffeine today, by the way. So, yeah, I'm pretty mellowed out, I'm not gonna lie. My bed's right behind me, I'm gonna, like, fucking crash into it in a minute. But, yeah, I just wanted to say that to you guys and ask, and I don't know, just have a little sit-down talk If you made it this far, you are epic. I love you so much. And yeah, y'all are just really close to my heart. If you made it this far, fucking put up with my voice for what, 30 minutes? Goddamn. You must love me a lot. I love you too, though. Don't worry. But, yeah, I just wanted to say that, so. Go ahead and let me know what you guys thought of this and thought of all the questions I've asked you throughout this. If you have any fun stories, horror stories, I have 3 more spots open for holiday, Christmas, winter themed audio. So if you guys have ideas, let me know. I would be more than happy to tackle an idea for you guys so you can, you know, a little Christmas pleasure. If you don't celebrate Christmas, winter pleasure. But yeah, I want to tell you guys that, and I hope you guys like this ramble style, since I haven't quite figured out streaming, but I'm working on it. This is the closest thing I can get to streaming with you guys, just me sitting and talking almost repetitively and constantly for 31 minutes and 13 seconds. Ah, I love the 30s. But yeah, also, before I fully go, I'm gonna get really, really close and personal with you in your ear. I hope you enjoy it, but I do have an audio that is 50-ish, 40 to 50 minutes long, and it's going to vary for my NSFW tiers. You get the whole 50 minutes for my innocent little safer work babies. I love you so much. Don't get it twisted. I love you so much. You will be getting 40 minutes, I'm pretty sure. No, I think it's 35. Yeah. And that would be my longest audio I think I've had. It was a bitch to record, and it's gonna be a beast to edit, but hopefully it comes out on Christmas Day. It's my little gift to you guys. I have to get it done, though, because I'm behind on a lot of things, and finals are happening. So if you guys have finals, good luck, darling. I wish you the best, and I know you're going to do so good for me and yourself, but mostly for me. I want to know how you guys did on your finals, too. Tell me, because I want to praise you and tell you you did such a good job. You tried your best, and I'm so proud of you for trying. That's all I ask, and that's all you guys really need to put out, is at least try. And if you don't have finals and you're just working, I hope you all have a beautiful, magical, amazing Christmas break or winter break. And you rest and hydrate. Make sure you stay hydrated. For the activities you might be getting up to. And you're eating and making sure that you are taking care of yourself. Since I'm not there to give you all the care and affection I know you need. But I hope you all have a good night or day or afternoon. Whenever you want to listen to this, but I'm going to go to fucking sleep right now, and I hope you all just know how much I fucking love you. Love you so much. I won't keep you for much longer. I hope you just enjoyed. Now, I'm going to go officially. I hate endings. Fuck me. I know you want to.